Past presidential campaigns cut way back on television advertising during August, when many voters are on vacation. The idea was to save the money for the final two-month run-up to the election. Not this time. The Bush campaign, the Democratic Party, and independent issue groups are going all out this month, and that reflects just how tight the contest is. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Officially, the Kerry campaign is not running any ads in August. Once John Kerry was nominated at the Democratic convention last week, the campaign came under a $75 million limit imposed by federal election rules. And since President Bush will not have that restriction until he is nominated the first week of September, Republicans would have a big cash advantage if Kerry started spending his $75 million now. But the Kerry Edwards campaign has nothing to fear. Its allies will easily fill the void. The Democratic National Committee will be spending a pile on commercials boosting Kerry. Their first ad, called Strength, began airing this week.
I defended this country as a young man, and I will defend it as president. We need a strong military, and we need strong alliances.
The commercial, turned around in 12 hours, consists entirely of shots of Kerry's acceptance speech last week in Boston. The DNC has lots of money to spend, some $60 million in the bank now, and promising to grow that to $100 million. The current ads will air in 20 swing states and on cable. After staying dark during the Democratic convention, the Bush campaign is back up with two new ads. The campaign will spend $14 million on these ads in 18 battleground states and on cable.
The last few years have tested America in many ways. But together, we're rising to the challenge, standing up against terrorism and working to grow our economy.
Campaign spokesmen say the ads are about the president's vision for the future, but there are no specifics about his second-term agenda. The ads suggest homeland security, economic recovery, and family values. There are three different shots of firemen, then a woman working in a factory suggesting recovery, and several shots of families, one at prayer. Unlike most Bush campaign ads, which have attacked John Kerry over the past 5 months, this new round doesn't mention the Democratic nominee. Both campaigns are getting help from independent issue groups. An overwhelming amount of that assistance so far is going to Kerry, with ads like this one from the media group about deficit spending. The ad shows a little girl in a pink fairy princess costume dancing around her yard.
5 years old and the whole world's in front of her. But there's something she should be very worried about. The cost of the Iraq War. George Bush went in alone, so it cost us $79 billion, then another $87 billion, now $25 billion more, and she's going to pay for it.
Toward the end, the camera pans back and shows a huge ball and chain labeled Iraq Dollars attached to the girl's ankle. The media group is airing five ads in five key states, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and New Mexico, for a week at a cost of $2.5 million. On the anti-Kerry side, a group of Vietnam veterans is airing an ad in a small number of cities which accuses the Democratic nominee of falsifying his war record.
John Kerry has not been honest about what happened in Vietnam.
He is lying about his record.
His account of what happened and what actually happened are the difference between night and day.
Republican Senator John McCain, also a Vietnam veteran, denounced this ad and called on the White House to repudiate it. The White House didn't, saying that the ad is sponsored by an independent group. Ken Goldstein is with the University of Wisconsin's Advertising Project. He says that although the veterans group ad buy is very small, it's an old tactic in political advertising.
I think this ad can have an effect in two ways. One, if it draws free media coverage, and two, if other Republicans see that ad and decide that they want to finance more of those ads, and that then that ad becomes aired at much higher levels in many more states.
Finally, it's worth remembering that almost all of these ads are seen by only 40% of the American population, those that live in the 20 or so battleground states. John McChesney, NPR News.